Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ki Tetzé, Tzar Bali Chayim, the suffering of animals. The Torah in a number of places seems to be concerned, deeply concerned, with the suffering of animals. The rabbis interpret that one of the very basic, fundamental seven principles which all of humanity are bound by is the notion of not eating an animal while it's alive, iver min hachai. This is one of the first principles of Judaism. Even before Judaism, the seven laws of Noah include this notion, prohibiting eating live animals. The very notion of shchitav, some sort of a ritual slaughter, seems to indicate also some sort of a concern for a proper slaughter of the animal. Torah says in Vayikra that, otoved beno lo tishchatu b'yom echad, you should not slaughter a mother, child, the father and the child on the same day. Also, lo tachsom shor b'disho, the notion that you can't muzzle an animal while it's threshing. Furthermore, lo tachrosh shor b'chamor yachdav, you should not plow with a donkey and an ox at the same time. These all seem to indicate that the Torah is concerned with the suffering of animals. As to the pasuk in our parsha, which speaks about a kansipor, a nest of a bird, and it says, shaleach shalach ta'em v'rabanim tikachlach, that you should surely send away the mother bird in order to take the chicks or the eggs. This too seems to be based on principles of mercy, the concern for the pain and suffering of the animal, emotional pain. However, we do have a passage in Brachot and also in Megillah, in the Talmud, which speaks of a chazan, a chanter of the service who gets up and he says, God, just like you had mercy on the mother bird, so too may you have mercy on us. And the Talmud says, Meshaskin also, you have to silence the man. And the Gemara asks, why? Why should we silence this person? It sounds like a reasonable idea. And one answer is because, Osemidosev shal kosh bohu rachim, and they're not only gezeros. In other words, the person is turning the Torah into some sort of philosophy that he crafts for himself, namely a philosophy of avoiding pain for the animal. And actually, the mitzvot are decrees from God in order that we should observe the commandments. Now, the Ramban and the Rambam do agree that the concept of not afflicting the animals and sending away the mother bird is related somehow to pain. Perhaps it's not appropriate for a prayer. Perhaps the chazan cannot assert definitively that the reason for sending away the mother bird is because God has mercy on the bird. But the Rambam says, no, actually, animals do suffer. The Rambam believes that we are concerned. Ein hefresh ben da'agat ha'adam da'agat ha'behemot al b'neihem. There's no distinction, says Maimonides, in the Guides of the Perplexed, between the concern of a mother for her children and the concern of an animal for her children. We all are endowed with this ability. However, the Ramban says, no, the Torah is not concerned with the suffering of an animal. Certainly, if we have a reason to take the bird, that suffices. The birds are here to serve us, you might say. But rather, it's lezakek et nashotenu. It is to purify our souls that God gives us mitzvot such as these. It's because he wanted to inculcate in us, in human beings, the midah, the character trait of rachmanut, of mercy and kindness and compassion. Shalonit achzer, we should not be brazen and act in a rude and crude way with other creatures. So Rashi thinks that no basis for trying to give the reasoning of these various mitzvot. Ramban says that the reason is that we should be merciful, and the Ramban believes that there's actually a concern for the animal itself. We are concerned per se with animal pain. The Gemara in Bava Metzia actually tries to derive from this notion of another pasuk in our parsha, the notion of te'ina and prika, the notion of trying to make sure that an animal is not overburdened. If the donkey is or the ox is falling from its burden, vitalam damiam, are you going to walk away and disregard it? Chakein takimamo, you shall surely support the animal. And the Gemara says that most rabbis, except for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, seem to say that tzar bali chayim doraisa, that the notion that you should not pain an animal, it's a Torah law that animals should not be pained. There is a minority view of the Mordechai takes the position that indeed the suffering of animals is drabanan, but this is not the predominant view. As a matter of fact, that's the Mordechai in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, but the Shulchan Aruch actually codifies the notion in Siman Shin Hei 305 in Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Shabbos, law 20, that mutar lomar le'eino yehudi lachlov b'em tov b'shabbat. Generally, we don't tell a Gentile to do things for you on Shabbat unless absolutely necessary for some sort of mitzvah. But when it comes to the pain of an animal, a cow needs to be milked, you can tell the Gentile, milk that cow. And indeed, Shulchan Aruch seems to take the position that Tzar Bali Chaim, is the rights. If an animal, for instance, is falling in the water, then as the Gemara says in Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch, the Court of Jewish Law says, you can try to throw things in the water to prop up the animal, even though there may be elements of muksa that be violated, the Tzar Bali Chaim is the right side. It's a Torah law not to hurt an animal. So this seems to be an inviolate principle. However, there is a notion that for tzorech adam, for the purpose of a human being, it's okay for an animal to suffer. So the question is, let's say you need a feather. So you're walking by a duck and you see a feather. So can you pluck out that duck, the duck's feather, even though it causes pain? Rama says, well, certainly it's for human use, you could. But you know what? That we usually don't do that. Jews don't do that because it's achzarius. It's cruelty. And we just don't do it. Similarly, the Noda Behuda, the great Yechezkel Landau, was asked a question. What about hunting? Man had a big farm and a big forest, and he wanted to go hunting with the animals, and the question was, how could he do so? And he said, well, truth is, in terms of wanton destruction, prohibition, in last week's parsha of Baal Tashchis, as long as nobody's out there in the forest anyway, no one's paying attention to how many deer there are out there anyway, that's not an issue. And in terms of if you have a human need, you want the skin of it, certainly that would seem to be permitted, anything for human need. However, says Noda Behuda, Lo matzinu tzayar rak Nimrod ve'esav. Who in the Torah is a hunter? Only Nimrod, the wicked, one of the earliest wicked people in the Tanakh, and Esav, the wicked brother of Yaakov. These are people who are models of hunters. We don't do hunting. And therefore, he says, Racham aval kol masav, God's mercy is on all creatures, and similarly, our mercy should be on all creatures. Now, if a person needs to make a living in order to, he's in the shoemaking business and he needs to get some leather and he needs to go hunting, that's different. But otherwise, just for sport, a person should stay home and learn Torah. Better things to do is to go out and hunting. This is achzarios. It's an element of lack of kindness. While there may be some debate about it, truly many psukim, many verses in the Torah and this week's parsha itself, seem to indicate a concern, not only for the human condition, but also for the animal condition as well. Mind you, according to Jewish law, the human being comes first. If we need animal experimentation in order to save a human life, there's no question that the human being comes first. But otherwise, even when walking by an ant or a roach on the street, we say, Rachamav al kol masav, God has mercy on all of his creatures. And if we have human need, may take their lives, but otherwise, we have to refrain from causing even, not only death, but even pain to another animal. Stories told of Rebbe in the Talmud who, he didn't listen to the crying of a sheep, and he was punished for that. And we have to remember that just as God judges us at this time of year, so too, we should have mercy on those around us as well, including the animals. Thank you for joining us for our discussion of Tzar Balei Chayim, the suffering of animals, in Parshat Ki Tetzé, here at the Anzir Sfard Bethel Emeth Congregation in Memphis, Tennessee. Join us each week for our discussion and check us out for the archives of our different parshiot from previous weeks and previous years. Thank you very much, and thank you, Jason Lefkowitz, for making today's presentation possible. Thank you.